On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two suspects linked to the attempted murder of a SARS advocate will remain behind bars after they were denied bail by the Durban Magistrates Court. In July, advocate Gorath Nordia was ambushed by gunmen in Umhlanga while investigating a tax case involving a prominent Durban businesswoman. She escaped with injuries to her neck and mouth. The suspects, Mcebisi Runei and Sianda Mbulwana, were in the dock yesterday. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Kara.
Bail was refused for both the accused in this matter, and the case was remanded to the 28th of March 2025 for further investigations.
KZN Human Settlements MEC Sboniso Duma will today visit some of the families of those who died due to torrential rains. At least six people lost their lives in the province as a result of heavy downpours on Thursday night. A child was swept away while crossing a river in Eshowe, while three children were among those who died in Eteguini. In Gwamakuta, in the south of Durban, three people died after a wall collapsed while they were sleeping. MEC is expected to provide an update on how the department will assist affected families. And abroad, the US has deported over 170 Venezuelans from its military base in Guantanamo to their homeland. It's the latest sign of cooperation between the long-feuding governments. The operation would have seemed impossible just weeks ago when the US accused Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, of stealing an election. But since President Donald Trump entered office 4 weeks ago, relations are said to have thawed, with the White House prioritizing immigration cooperation. Maduro says the handover was at the direct request of his government to that of Trump. And finally, back home, Eteguini Municipality says the latest employment figures by Stats SA reveal the metro's potential to thrive. The city's emerged as one of the leading metros in job creation in the fourth quarter of 2024. Statistics South Africa's quarterly labour force survey was released earlier this week. Eteguini says over 70,000 jobs were created, an increase from the previous year. Spokesperson Gugusi Silana.
City Manager Musa Mbele said the municipality's strategic initiatives, combined with collaborative efforts between the public and private sectors, have contributed to its remarkable performance in the labour market. Durban continues to position itself as a leading destination for investment and economic opportunity.
Your top story, two suspects linked to the attempted murder of a SARS advocate will remain behind bars after they were denied bail by the Durban Magistrate Court. Find more news stories at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.